We are up to the Mishnah. Okay, this Mishnah I've halted up a little bit. We'll start the Rashi from the next Mishnah. Okay, every time the Eidim wanted to lose something, lose an innocent person, we charge the Eidim with the same crime. Sometimes it's difficult to quantify the loss. So, for example, the following case: Eidim on the Weshish Pliny, we testify regarding this person, Shegirash his Ishta, he divorced his wife. And she did not receive a ksuba. So that's what are they trying to do? They're trying to make him pay out a ksuba. Now, it turned out to be that they were liars. Now, it's quite possible he anyway would have paid out a ksuba, right? There's a 50-50 chance. If he predeceases his wife, or if he divorces his wife, he has to give her a ksuba. If she dies before him, he doesn't. So it's a 50-50 chance he would have given a ksuba. So what exactly did they make him lose? They made him bring pay the ksuba earlier, but also a 50 chance that he wouldn't have to pay at all. So how do you work out, how do you calculate the amount?
They can give the testimony that at the time that he gave the get, what do you mean he didn't give the ksuba?
He never paid her out. Simple as that. He gave her a get this morning, he didn't pay her out.
So at the top, but how do they know later? Or
they know from this morning till now, he hasn't done it yet.
They're coming as well, right? It's her time though.
He's not saying I did give it ksuba. He's saying I did. He says I never divorced. He says whatever he's saying. Turned to be he's lying.
It's more lying. They've got to be
Imano Yisrael. Doesn't even see the event. That's exactly right. Yeah, that's what he's saying. So how do you quantify the loss? Bain ksuba. Anyway, he probably had to give ksuba. Only we assess. Kama adam reitin litim b'ksuba shazu. What would a person be willing to pay? What would a person be willing to pay if he can get this ksuba? Now, if she decided to sell her rights, come on, rights now. If she sells her rights to the ksuba, it's a risk. 50-50 chance that she will get a ksuba, let's say. It's not even 50, but let's say 50-50 chance she will get a ksuba in her lifetime. So this person is a $200 ksuba. There's no way he's going to pay $200 for the ksuba, obviously. He might not even pay $100. He might only pay $50. So that's what you would pay. She means almon is gosh. If she widowed or she became divorced, she receives a ksuba. He may sub. On the other hand, if she dies, he shall the bailo. So there's a risk. What would a person be willing to pay? Now, and what do you do with that amount? So what is it? So the question is now. There's two ways of looking at it: what her rights to the ksuba are, or what his rights to the ksuba are. Her rights to the ksuba are that she will get a ksuba, and what do you call it? And therefore, a person will be willing to pay a certain amount. His rights to the ksuba are that he has an entitlement to the nichs and malug and also to the ksuba that could be he'll never have to pay. A person, a man's rights in the ksuba are stronger than a woman's rights in the ksuba. Why are those women stronger? Because the woman...
It's in his pocket.
Exactly. She has nothing. Maybe she'll get it one day. He right now has the whole thing. He has the money, everything else. So a person will pay him more than a person will pay her. So whose rights are we selling? Hers or his? If we're selling her rights, then we deduct that from the ksuva. If the ksuva is worth her today $50, she can sell right $50, and he tried to make pay a $200 ksuva, so he's making the husband pay $150. So that's how we, from her perspective, that's what the agent tried to do, make him lose $150. If it's from his perspective, it's a smaller loss, because he could have sold his rights right now for $100, and they want to make him pay the $200 right now. So therefore, there's a $100 loss only. So that's a question. Ketzad shamin, how do you assess? Amar Rav Chisda bebaal, you look at the baal's perspective, his rights, and it's less. And those Isha, Amar beisha, her perspective, her rights. Amar Rav Papa beisha v'ksavasa. Rav Papa says that yes, we follow Rav Nosson that says her perspective, her rights, but also you should know it's only the ksuva, not the extra things that were put inside the ksuva that you know, like the nichs and malug and all that, because the Eidim can say we don't know what extra things they have included in the ksuva. The only thing that we know about is the standard 200 zuz. So therefore, that's all we focus on, 200 zuz. We had the same thing on Hedron, they can say, we didn't come to kill her. But we also said, all we came to focus on the ksuva, and we don't look at the extras and the add-ons. Okay. Next Mishnah. Me'idin, start doing Rashi, me'idin on the beish plaini, shehu chayil, lechavei yazu. We testified to this person, he owes his friend $1,000, Almanas litim le mekam vachleish yem in a 30-day period. Who amen? And the victim claims mekanva. That's a shani. What are you talking about? I had a 10-year period. It turned out to be the Eidim were liars. They're never there at the time when the deal was struck. Anyway, he owes $10,000. So what did the Eidim try to do? They try to make him pay much earlier. So how do you work out what exactly the loss is over here? So you go out in the marketplace. How much extra would you be willing to pay to have 10 years? Ability to repay rather than 30 days. On a $10,000 loan, let's say it'd be worth you $1,000, so that's how much the loss would have been. How much would a person be willing to pay for $1,000 whether he has to repay in 30 days or repay in 10 years? And that's what you pay. That's how you work it out. So Gemara brings a side issue which relates back to our Mishnah. The question is, if you have a loan and there's a Shemitah in between, we know that Shemitah cancels all loans if they fall due on Shemitah. What about if they fall due after Shemitah, post-Shemitah? Do they become canceled or not? We talked about this a little while ago. If I lend you money for 10 years, because there's a Shviya somewhere in the interim, the Shemitah cancels it. Even though the Tata says Layigos, you shouldn't approach. Anyway, you wouldn't have approached. The hashtag Laykarina be Layigos. There's no Easter of Layigos. Don't approach them and don't demand it from them, because anyway, the debt is not due for another few years. So if Austin Layigos, one day will come Layigos. When Tata Layigos mean, it doesn't mean a debt of today. It means if any loan that one day it'll come to Layigos gets canceled in the year Shemitah. Rashi, top of the page. There's no demanding. If he would have come during the seventh year and asked the guy, repay me, the guy would throw him out, regardless of Shemitah. You couldn't learn. Anyway, don't say, therefore you might think to say, since we cannot, it's not a loan that comes in demand today. Therefore Shemitah shouldn't have any effect. So if will come a day, and it will come to the point of Layigos, or Hachim Mishtam Bekor, the Apostle says, Layigos Bizmanoi Esreeu, Ki Korosh Mitzvah Kain Lekain. Don't ever approach anyone for a loan if it went through a Shemitah. Okay, says the Gemara. So what are we saying now? That Shemitah has a bearing on it. The Gemara Mosi Rav Kahana, Oimdim, it says now Mishnah, we assess, Kama Adam Roi Tzalitin V'yel Avzuz B'yodai. They said it's a 10-year loan. According to you, when they said it's a 10-year loan, it's not just a question of extra time. What did they really say? That he owes you nothing, because Shemitah would have canceled it. So it's a big, so he wanted to cause the guy a loss of $1,000. So what do you mean that all you would calculate is a time period? Now 30 days, 10 years. But if you can tell me the Shemitah cancels it, you're repaying the entire amount because he wanted to cause him a loss. Cash on you. Omar Rava. Rava says no. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where the loan would still be outstanding and Shemitah would not cancel it. As we know, there are a couple of exceptions where Shemitah does not cancel in the case where, as if you paid it back. For example, you gave security. So there, right now, you're paying it back because you want your security back. So if you're not paying it back a loan, you're sort of buying your security back. Or we have a perusbul. Or if you give it over to the Bezin and you give it to the Bezin, say, Bezin, it's your loan now, not my loan. So the Gemara, Amar Rava Hacham Askin, be milva la mashkin. If you lend on a mashkin, uva moisesh to rates of lebezin, or you gave over your shtaris to a bezin. That now we learned how marvel.
He should have said oi. Should he say oi moisesh to rates of lebezin? Now with either of the two, he says it's a state.
Yeah, ooh, it means over here. Ooh means oh yeah. Now hamalvas ala mashkin or v'hamoisesh to rates of lebezin. A mashmit doesn't cancel Rashi. What's this concept of giving shtaris lebezin? He prusbul shehis kanil. This is the prusbul. Shekasa by masrani lechem pliny pliny the yonim. I'm giving over to you the yonim. Shemar complaining in this place. Shachoy yeshli shek ben or kozman sheertzada. Any chayv that I have, I can collect whenever I so choose. Exactly. Taisus right over here says it can't be. Look at Taisus. Moishes lebezin says Taisus. Peter Shakuntas the high prusbul. That's a prusbul. Says Taisus v'lenida. The mesecta shviis in this mesecta where it comes from says Tony says hamoishes the reis lebezin v'hadik Tony. Afterwards he gives another example of prusbul.
More comfortable to pay back in 10 years.
What do you mean? You don't have the money in 30 days.
Okay.
I'll take your house away if you don't pay me back in 30 days.
You pay something for this, is this like an interest?
No. It's the benefit that I have, the discount that I have, whatever it is. We're not interested. We're just, what's the value to a person? What is the value to a person? How much would he pay? Forget the interest part. I'm not paying any interest. What is the value of a person that he can get obtain a loan for 10 years versus in the marketplace? It's not interest of 10 years. It's not interest of 10 years. We're talking about a...
You've got a situation where I owe you money and I'm going to pay it to you in 10 years' time, I'm going to pay it to you in 5 years' time. Right? You owe the money, but you now want to get some cash quickly on it. So you got to somebody else and say, listen, I've got this start. This start is due in 10 years' time. How much will you give me now to get... And you wait 10 years or you wait 5 years. So there's a different price.
Okay. And it says that Prusbul and Moisir is not the same thing, because it says in Mishnah two different cases. Alma trei milen ninu, kach ninu de trei milen ninu, and Moisir lebezin de reisa ene mishamet. In other words, Moisir so reisa lebezin says to him, physically you go to a bezin, you give them tako yishtaris, and you do the whole thing. Prusbul is a document that we make, the lender and the mal and the borrower make between each other, and I'm just being, I'm assigning it to a nominal bezin. You don't have to assign it to a particular bezin. No, no, which meant in those days, Shmita was the reisa for sure.
Right.
Not Shmita was Malazah. Shmita is Sofim that we had in Gittin, Goshlah, and Pereshlech. It was the reisa, that's in those days. Today,
is the
you
can sell off the debt.
You give it over to a bezin, that's not my personal debt. So we're not talking about times of Hill, we're talking about in Inyan, when we bring Sukkim here. And why are we talking about Hill? Just in Inyan. We're talking about here that when Shmita was a. We had a machlekes, if you remember, a shaleach, when Hillel came along Prusbul, was Shmita the Reis of Shmita, but machlekes Rebbe and the Chachamim, Shmita the Reis of the Rabban. Today, Shmita is Ksafim.
Yeah.
So it's saying that the Reis, where it's, even when the Torah says you have Shmita, it works.
By actually physically giving a shtar.
Yes, rather than just a documentary.
It's only, could only work when it's with
the Rabban. Yeah, that's what it says there. And actually, since we learned that Prusbul and Moshe are exactly the same thing, which means it wouldn't work when Shmita is Mahatayr, according to Rashi. Back to the Gemara, so that's one view. Another view is Ikid Amri, there's another version. Amri bin Mishmul, Hamalvas Chavedi, Lezashonim, this is the halacha, if you lend over 10 years, Ein Shvi is Misham Tose. Shvi does not cancel. Yeah, it is halacha. Avagav, and even though the Osila de la Yigos, even though you come to the top taste of the Bain Tam says halacha. It's like an opinion. Even though it comes to la Yigos, Hashtamila Kirimba la Yigos. What's the machlek?
Are we talking about with a mashkin, or
it
doesn't make a difference?
It doesn't make a difference. No mashkin. Otherwise, it's a
chiddush. In other words, because no shmita, you can't come and ask for it. Therefore, it's not mashamta.
What's the machlek? These two kedamers. The machlek is as follows: when you, if I owe you money, it's due in 120 days. So there's two ways of understanding it. One way of understanding is today I owe you nothing. When the 120 days expire, that's when the chi kicks in. That's one way of looking at it. Other way of looking at it is, I owe you money right now, but I don't have to pay it to you until the 120 days. So the first Lashon learned that I owe you the money right now. Lepoil, physically, you cannot come and demand the money from me for another 120 days. So therefore, Shemitah comes in. It's La'igas rate. There's a shaykhis to the loan now in the year of Shemitah because the loan is I'm chayibu right now. The second Lashon says, no, I owe you nothing until the due date comes in. So the year of Shemitah, was there a loan between me and you? No, nothing here. Therefore, Shemitah has no effect. That's the two shittas. Everyone agrees to do Shemitah year, the Shemitah cancels.
But does it, can he still chase it up after Shemitah?
No. Because once Shemitah cancels, it's finished. That's it.
Same as Kakos, if you sell land for 80 years, then there's no yoga. Same idea.
Yeah.
So you're sitting on an 80 years, at the end of 8 years, you give it back to him instead of a standard.
Yeah, exact same thing. So this is a little bit the flip side of the previous Gemara. Amar of Kana, Afan and Amishim, which I can learn. Oimdim, we assess. Kama, Adam, Reitz, and Litin, Vielos, and Yodi. How much a person give in order to have $1,000 in his hand? Bain Litin, make Kama, Lam, Yem, have to pay it back in the short term in 30 days. Bain Litin, make Kama, that's a Shalim. Or I pay it back in 10 years. Now, Viyamdi, Shemitah, Misham Tosa, if Shemitah cancels it, cool down, but why only pay that amount? He should pay the full amount. Is that Raya too? Supports the secret Amri that what? That Shemitah, Shemitah not cancel. Amar Rabba, there's no Raya. Even though he might be right, but you cannot prove it from Amishnah. Because Hachman, maybe Amishnah, I can argue, he's talking about a case of Milva Mashkin or Moshe's Reis Lebezin. Now we learned how Malva Mashkin or Moshe's Lebezin, Ain Masham Shemitah Reis, I guess. So no Raya. But the Poyal Dikad Amri concludes that Shemitah has no bearing on the loan. Says the Gemara, we're collecting other dinim. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda now says name of Shmuel. He says name of Shmuel. That ha'oimel lechaveda. Somebody says to his friend, Almenas, I'm lending you the money on the condition shaloi teshamteini shvis. I'm lending you the money on the condition that Shemitah does not cancel the loan. The din is shvis mishametis. You can't contract out of laws of the Torah. So the Shemitah will come, but Mishamit. Says the Gemara, seems from here, Lema Kosova, we had a Machlekes in Ksuvah, is whether Masna, Rabbi Yehuda Meir, Masna, Masha Kosova, Toyda, Tanai, Bottle or not, when it comes to money matters, can I make a Tanai, that between me and you, it doesn't matter, the Toyda says, you don't have to pay me, I want you to pay me, can I, can't I? So it seems from here, that Shmuel holds, that you cannot contract out of the Toyda. If the Toyda says that the Shemitah cancels the loan, that's it, you cannot make conditions differently. Otherwise, says the Gemara, Lema, therefore, I can conclude, Shavash Wal Shul of the opinion that Masna Amasha Kosa Batayduhu, this is a classical case of somebody's condition making conditions against the Tayyid. Masna Amasha Kosa Batayduhu, Tanai bottle, you can't do that, the Tanai's bottle. So I have a problem. Well, Itmo, didn't we learn? We had the laws in the Bamatsia, the laws of Oino, where I cheat you for more than a sixth. If I overcharge you more than a sixth, the whole deal falls apart, unravels. I say to your friend, look, I'm selling you this item, I'm a nas on the condition, you can't come back to me that I've cheated you, I've overcharged you. In other words, I'm contracting out against a tater. I'm going to charge you more than a sixth, but not too bad. And Rav says, yes, Rav says that no, you cannot contract out of the tater. No, you could make such a deal. How is that consistent with what we just said by Shemitah? By Shemitah, Shmuel said you cannot give a contract out of Shemitah, and yet by Hana, he said you could. So obviously, the Maharal is saying that you're not comparing apples and apples. The case of Shemitah is different than the case of Hana. How so? There's two possible cases. There's two ways of doing it. Sometimes it's effective, sometimes it's ineffective. If I say to you, on the condition that you don't come to me with Aino, in other words, you even though there might be Aino, you're not going to ask me for it, you're not going to charge me for it, you're not going to claim it, you can be Meichel me, then Ein Lo'elav Aino, you can be Meichel. I'm a Nasha, ain't boy Aino, if I'm telling you, I'm selling you this, on the condition that there is no Aino here. It's a Matthias, is there Aino here?
No,
ain't boy. In the object, so I'm not cheating you. I'm giving a condition this thing is not cheating you. But the fact is, you are cheating him. So, what's it tonight? It's a Matthias. In other words, I'm telling you, I'm giving you on the tonight that this thing here is not being overcharged. But it is being overcharged. So, therefore, the tonight is bottle. So if I'm asking you to be Meichemi, I'm not saying there's no Eino here. I'm saying you're not going to ask me back for the money of the Eino. I can do that. If I'm saying that there is no Eino on this item, but the fact is there is. That's the chiluk. So how do we to change? How do Bashmit is the same thing? If I say to you that you should not be Meichemi and Shmita, Takeshi and Shamtasi, then the Shmi is not Meshamit. But if I say I'm a Nashalaytish Meshamit, that there is no Shmita over here, Shvi'ez Mesham Tosa. Let's do Rashi, because it takes us argues we and Rashi. Rashi. The way we just learned is similar like Rashi, but the problem a little bit is the Shmita part. The flip side of Shmita, where Ain Boy. What does Ain Boy mean? Rashi, Ain Ma Shmita, and the like Karina, but like Sikish, had Ain't a Tobacco, not ask for anything. The demon fashionably, Ain Loy, Eleven, Ah, Shah Master, Kosh, but Taylor tonight, Kayim. Really, you could make it tonight against a Taylor, because I'm asking you to be Meichel me. I'm not saying that the halacha doesn't apply. I'm saying that you are not going to, what do you call it, implement this halacha. If I say there's no Oino, I'm not telling you be Meichemi, Sheyim Chaloy, Oino, what am I saying? I'm telling you there is no Oino. I'm telling you that in here there's no Oino, but there is Oino. The fact is there is. We see there is. You're making a tie in the Matzis, that's not true. Or behind Meichemi, the Yeshle, Oino. Hachinami, so to hear, Im Amalei Leiva. If a Leiva says, Hilveini, lend me money. I'm a nashalay to shmatani that you should not cancel me the loan. At bishvi is tonight. Who's that? That's tonight. The afabash he said even though he's going against the tayda tonight kain because I'm asking you to be Michael. Don't implement the rule of Shmita. Fine. Avol. Now this is the problem with Rashi in this part. Avolim amalay. So what's the boy? By now we said that physically there's no cheating in this piece. What's by Shmita? Avolim amalay. I'm a nashalay to shmatani shviis. In other words, I'm saying that the Shmita shouldn't happen this year. Hashvi is ainu mesuda bi yodoy lahasnas. It's not entirely me. Yeah, but the cheps over there is, I'm telling you, Matzis. I'm saying there's no cheating here. The fact that there is, so you can't make tonight. What's by Shmita? I'm saying that the condition that this year is not Shmita. So the Rashi is saying this year is not Shmita. And it's not who are we to decide when Shmita comes out or doesn't come out? So the comparison of Shmita to Eino is not exactly the same thing. The reason why, because it's not up to you to decide whether there is or isn't. Shloite Hashivim Shabbat, Lichavir, Ain Kantan, not tonight. Taste it coming out of the taste here. Amanas, She'ein Boino, Hadesh Boino. Peter Kuhn actually learns, Amanas, Kalemir, Ani Mavticha. I'm guaranteeing you that there's nothing being cheated here in the Ain Boy, that there's nothing being overcharged, Hadi Boy, but the Ain Boy, no, in fact, we saw that was being overcharged. That'd be Mekatos. She kicked, she lied. So how do you, for Lonin, I don't like the Pshat, because the Heichim Adami, Hochinami, Amanash, Temptation Shviz. What's the comparison analogy to Shemitah? Shvi is Meshametis. For Hossam Lashaytan Mekatos. By Aino, I'm telling you, there's nothing being overcharged here. And it's a lie. It's a Mekatos, that's why it falls apart. And my Shemitah, I'm saying, what? That the year Shemitah shouldn't happen. So what's the Mekatos here? What's the what?
You know what you're getting into.
But the word is that I can't go against the Torah because the Torah is a Shemitah. So what does it have to do with I know? How do you... I know, I'm telling you a fact. The fact is that I'm not overcharging, so it's a lie. That's why the whole thing is making it, it falls apart. And therefore, by Shemitah, what's the aim boy over here? I'm telling you, this year is not Shemitah. It has nothing to do with that, the money you lend me, anything else. It's a tzitzit. I wouldn't make a toss. Everyone knows it is Shemitah. What's the mekatose? How did I cheat you? How did I do anything to you? Well, the Kach Pidush Rashbam. So the Rashbam, Rashi's grandson, argued with his grandfather. He's like this. That we have to figure out a case where the Oino, Ein Boy, and the Shemitah is exactly the same, identical. A Menashe, Ein Boy, Oino, Mashma means not that physically there's no, I'm not overcharging you. And therefore, I overcharge you to mekatose. That's not at all. Mashla Yochel Issa Lav L'Yisrael. I'm saying is that even though I'm overcharging you, I don't want the Issa to be over here. In the first case, I said I don't want you to implement. I'm agreeing there's an Issa, but I want you to be Meichel. In the second case, I don't want the Issa of the Torah to be Chalid. Not because you're Meichel, because I don't want the Issa to be Chalid. And saying by Shemitah, I don't want Shemitah. I know Shemitah is here, but I don't want Shemitah to be effective. Who am I to decide when Shemitah is effective or not? And who am I to decide? The laws of Einah. Then it's the same thing. Can you go against halav? But if I say I'm saying of course it's a lav of ino. But I want you to demand the money back because you're going to be meichel me. Now we can understand the Shemitah. I don't want the Issa Shemitah Chal.
Is he saying, I'm not ignoring the Metzias of Shemitah, I'm just asking you to be Meichel on your rights that Shemitah
right.
gives you.
And exactly. But if I say, I don't want the law of Shemitah to take, I have no right to it.
Exactly.
I
understand this difference is if you can say, I'm a Shemitah Sachal, but I'm taking money for guiding this, but I don't want to have the responsibility. I'm a Shemitah Chinam.
Exactly. We had that. We had Masna. We had actually the opposite in the beginning of Rabbasa. Masna Shemitah Chinam is a Shemitah Sachal. I'm a Shemitah Chinam, I'll do you a favor, but I'll take on the extra responsibilities. And the Gemara's question is, how do you make that Kenyan? The Kenyan Dvorim. Get back to the Gemara. Tell you what, I thought we learned, I'm always going to stamp. If you lend your friend's stamp, ain't the return of the money within 3 days. So, but I'm going to come in the middle of the star, if it's recording the star, why the law of it in the people would not spend, go through that expense and tire them the cost of star. But if it's for a loan, less than 3 days. I will milva al pe, but an oral loan, like then an oral loan, I don't do it 3 days. I want it back tomorrow. Oh, my little Abhachi, I'm a Habibi. This is what my uncle said, my fond uncle, Echad Hamal Vibishtar. Rashi says over here, Habibi is Targum Shaldoidi, uncle itself. Not only my beloved, just uncle, it's Habibi, Rabchia, Achi Avio. His father was his brother, his father, and also his mother's. But the word itself means uncle. Habibi, everyone was running Israel, Habibi.
It's uncle so and so.
Uncle Sam.
I'm sure that's because of the Gemara.
This guy, William Cooper, who suggested...
Yeah, they're all uncles.
His nephew, he's got a grandnephew, son, he was called Uncle Boyle.
Interesting. Okay. So anyway, right. Echad amalve amachavibi. Echad amalve b'shtar. Echad amalve peh. Same thing. No difference. Tanya amachri learn. Amalve b'shtar. Meaning the shalom. Amachri learn. 3 days. Echad amalve b'shtar. Amalve peh. Same thing. The same thing. Don't sit down on your knees. Don't make yourself too comfortable till you explain to me this din. How if you lend your friend stam, you gotta wait 3 days. It says the seventh year, Shnasa Shmita. Everyone knows the seventh year Shmita. Mimashma should never carve Shnasa Sheva. Ain't no Yedea Shishna Shmita, what I need it for. Ella Matam Leim Shnasa Shmita. Leim will tell you that there are two kinds of Shmitas. Yes, Shmita Achere Shehikazu. The Eizazu, what is that? Hamal Bechidestam, Shaina Rashad Tovet Pachos Lashin Yoim. The Mabi learned Shleish Yemeshana Chashiv Shana. It's a year. Now, there's a big mark. The toss has a big hakira there. The din is the Gemara says in Baba Basa of hay over there. The Amir Shlokish Shakveis Man Milva. You're not allowed to demand the money beforehand. And Chazok, if a guy says I paid you back, the din is Milva. I can pay you back whenever. But if I say I paid you back before this man, we don't believe you. Chazok ain't odin pareh b'ter zmanu. And the question is, what about Stam Hava? We just said a Stam Hava is 30 days. Do we also have this Chazok ain't odin pareh b'ter zmanu? So the question here is exactly that. Is a stam halva exactly like a third, like a written shtar? We concluded before that a written halva, a written halva is that it does not fall due until the due date. So what about a stam halva? When we say stam havo is like a written havo, and therefore it's not due for 30 days. So it's the same thing, that there's no chiv at all till 30 days it come up. Therefore, chazaka enon pare. Why would you pay when you have no chiv? Or the pshat is no. Stam halva is different. I really owe the money straight away, but the Torah does not allow you to collect the money before 30 days. So in this case, if I say I paid you back before the 30 days, I am believed. Because I have a chayv, and people like to get rid of the chayv.
Can't you say the Torah's hanah of being free of your debt is a reason why they'll pay early?
Yeah, but you have to bring evidence. If it's not common, then you have to bring evidence. We compare it to Shemitah. And by Shemitah, we have the same Chakira, also based on the tesis in Hameniach, Chavtes. What exactly Shemitah is? Is Pshat Shemitah, there's no loan at all, or there is a loan, but you're not allowed to collect it?
It's the same.
Because we're comparing now Stam Halvor to Shemitah. So is the Pshat is that the loan is time canceled, I owe nothing? Or the Pshat is the loan is still there, but the Torah says you're not allowed to approach
it. Can't claim for it.
Can't claim for it, but the loan is still there. So the same thing with 30 days. The Pshat is the loan is there, but you cannot ask me for it until the 30 days are over. Or the Pshat is there is no loan at all.
And until the 30 days.
So anyway, right? Now that we're saying different things, Rabbi Yehuda said name of Shmuel, but also things he said name of Rav. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, and we have Khan is involved. Rabbi Yehuda is the most prolific, after Baiva Rav, Rabbi Yehuda is the third most prolific author of the Gemara. Because he had two Rebbes, Rav and Shmuel. Couldn't get better than that. So, and he's the one who untied the shoe and made it rain. No, not at all. Rabbi Shmuel, they're Israelis. Sabras. It says that if somebody buys a new shirt, when they used to buy a new shirt, they used to sew the collars together, you know, as brand new, and then you would open it up. So if you open up that shirt on Shabbos, chayv chatos, that's called makeh bepatish. You finish the job. Kozman, you didn't open up, the job isn't completed. Whoever does the last stitch, whoever does the last nail, is chayv. It's called makeh bepatish. You knocked in the last nail. Maskil Rav Kana, that's a question. V'chima bein zeh lemeguvet chavit, you buy a barrel with a lid that's sealed, and you break the barrel open on Shabbos, you're not chayv makeh bepatish. You just did the last thing, you took the lid off. Here the shirt, when it was produced, is manufactured with this shirt collar tied together. So therefore the job is not complete because you can't wear it yet. You have to open it up. Here the barrel is complete, you put the wine in, and then you added something to it, and you're removing that addition. So you're not creating anything new here. Rashi, a paseh beisatzoar she also pel lecholik chadosh. You made an opening for a brand new shirt. Chayiv she tikin kli. Hi, the knocker lahocha. Why is it chalivim here? Because the number of you delil hamavuchay lezashonim for 10 years. Vois ve Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana asks questions. Knocker amukul hanich midlishmaite. The next few things in the Gemara has nothing to do with Marcus, but we can learn it. The Amrina Rav Yehuda vois ve Rav Kahana. Rav Yehuda said something. Rav Kahana asked him a question. Chima beizalim guvus chaviz. Amrina pei chaviz shesh nishbara. The mat is roishah b'shabbes b'sayv. Let it take off the head with a knife and Shabbos. The sword liftoich the chaviz. Let it break open the barrel. Bezed the base atzavar how yechibur was connected. Hilcha pesach tikkun chadosh. By opening it up, you're making a brand new tikkun. Therefore, it's a makeh bepatish. Abel amagufa the barrel, the cover of the barrel. Afa bisha toich api achav betit. It's cemented on. Ein ze chibur. It's not called a chibur. V'havi lo ki pesuche v'ein medas. If it's always open. Chasa kolik zim Rav Yehuda. Continuing Rav Yehuda amarav shloishes. We know that if you have a mikvah to have 40 sa. If you throw 3 lugin in, Amar Rav Yehuda, shloisha lugin mayim. If you throw 3 lugin of mayim shuvim is possible for a mikveh. Machleik the Reis Rabbanu, mayim shuvim is possible for a mikveh. So 3 lugin will possible a mikveh. However, if the 3 lugin is missing only water, not wine. If the, let's say, 3 lugin is missing a little bit, and you put a little bit of wine in there, so now you have 3 lugin, but the whole water now looks like wine. What happens then? Amar Rav, shloish is lugin mayim. But if you have 3 complete lugin of water, which would pass in the mikveh, then a little bit of wine fell into that as well. And now it doesn't look like water, it looks like wine. Do we look at the look, the appearance, or do we look at the content? Shloish is lugin mayim, should not fall the teichan kertif, so yayin, a little bit of wine fell in the umareyen kemare yayin. And it looks like wine, the nuffle, the mikveh, and it fell into the mikveh.
So now this mixture fell in the mikveh.
That's right. Loi paslu. Why doesn't it pasl? Because we don't view it as water. We view it as wine. And we look at the chazusa, we look at the appearance. We don't look at the shear. even though there's 3 lugin of water here, should pasl the mikveh. But because it looks like wine, because you add a little bit more wine, doesn't pass. Rashi. Loi paslu. Azil basa chazusa. Look at the appearance. V'yayin eino paisel. That mikveh. Wine does not pasl the mikveh. Upsu mikveh mayim shuvi midrabanu. This is not a mikveh pasl. Wine is only midrabanan. Says Gemara Vayta, I don't understand. Back to the Gemara, Maskel of Kana, Vichimah Ben Zeh LeMeitzeva. Why, if you have Gefar Ptavas, if you have colored water, if you had colored water through Lugin, it will pass the mikveh. It doesn't look like water, it looks red. What's a chilek wine? If you mix wine in it, it looks red. Or if you mix dye in it, it looks red. Wine by wine, you say it does not pass the mikveh. Chilek says it does. Rabbi Yossi says, Meitzeva, poisonous mikveh, because it does pass the mikveh. Amalei Rava. So Rava said, Hossam Maya de Tziva mikveh. This called colored water. Still, everyone still calls it, refers to it as water. It is water. Just because the color doesn't change anything, that's why it passes the mikveh. People look at it, it looks like wine, they'll say, oh, diluted wine. They won't call it colored water, they'll call it diluted wine. So it's called wine, because we look at the appearance. Freddy Gemara, but Tani Rabchi Mefedish argues with the Rav, and he says, hey, leaders and mikveh, if you have free lugin of water, a little bit of wine, it ruins the mikveh, because why? You don't look at the chazusa, you look at the shear. And the shear is free lugin of water, so it passes the mikveh. What's going on here? Rashi, what's on Rabchi? A shloish is lugin maim. Should not follow the token coat of yain, a little bit of wine. Umareyin ke mareyin, looks like wine. V'nofle le mikveh, ha'iridu is a mikveh me'achshei le'posa. Pasa le mikveh, says the Gemara, it's actually a machlekes tanoim. Rav and Rabchi, his uncle, arguing in the machlekes tanoim. According to Rav, we look mainly at the chazusa, what it looks like, and according to Rabchi, we look mainly at the shear. If it's still looking at water, I don't care what it looks like, it renders it making puzzle. Says the Gemara, Amarov Lekasha. Ha Rabbi Yechin ben Nuri, Rav, well, Rabbi Yechin ben Nuri, we look at the appearance. And Ha Rabbanon, and Archia, Faz Rabban, look at the shir. Rashi, Ha Rabbi Yechin ben Nuri, Rav, Rabbi Yechin ben Nuri, the Ozil Basach Chazusa. The only thing we focus on is the look. That now, what's the story? We look in the Mishnah. Shloish is Lugin Mayim. You have three Lugin of water, Chosar Kartav. You have three lugin of water that's missing a little bit. So it's missing the shear, right? There's no shear here because there's less than three lugin, then a little bit of wine. And it looks like wine. And fell in the mikveh. Does not pass in the mikveh. It does not pass in the mikveh. Why doesn't it pass in the mikveh? Because you don't have the shear. You don't have the shear. What would be if it would have been three lugin of water and looked like wine? What's clear from the Tanakhama? What would be if it would have been three lugin of water? Add a little bit of wine, and it looks like wine. It would have passed in the mikveh. Why? It looks like wine. Because he said, you look at the shear. It has, the only reason is because he didn't have three lugin of water. But if you would have had three lugin of water, even though then you added some wine, it looked like wine, who cares? It's the shear that counts. That's the Rabbanon. That's Abchia. Oh, look at the shear. Three lugin of water. This is the safer now. Three lugin of water, chasa kartav, missing a little bit, enough for the teichen kartav, a little bit of milk. By milk, when it's diluted water, it looks like water. It doesn't enough for the mikveh like paslu. Why not? Because all we do is look at the shear. And Rabbi Yechiel ben Nuri says, "Hakol hoylech achar hamare." Oh, we look at the looks. So therefore, if it looks like wine, it's kosher. Even though there's even in the case where there's three lugin of water, and then you add a little bit of wine, it looks like wine, it's kosher. Milk possible could look like water. Rashi, chasa kartav gets in. But if they light paslu, mishum the chasa kartav, it's missing a little bit. Avli having me kartav shloish lugin shleim. If we're in three lugin of water, v'nafla ter kartav yain, a little bit of wine fill in three lines on top of marei and kemarei yain looks like wine paslu. V'har tana b'chi haridus and mikvei kaitana hold like this tana. Rabbi Yechiel Menuri said light paslu. Time with the sefer nami mishum the chasa kartav. Why did Tana Kama say that by milk it was not possible? Because you don't have three lugin of water. The Gabi Yain, Nami having Mutzal Mistikai Gavna Beresha. Could have said the same thing. Actually, we could learn together. When it's Nina Bechad the Baba. Hachik, this is what they could have said. Shloish is Lugin Maim Chosakar. You have three Lugin water, missing a drop. I don't give you mixing wine. I don't give you any water. The din is always just Kasha, because you're missing the reward. Shanafel Techin Kurt of Yain Acholov. Bain Shemarein came out of mine. What looks like water? Bain Shemarein came out of wine. Loi Paslu, it doesn't pass. Eliki Urchim Music Tongue learns each case separately, wine and milk. Shahayayin Shu Adam, because the fact is, wine is red. When it joins the water, mixes the water, it changes the color. Avil Cholov, milk, ain't dark, it doesn't really change. Let's put a lot of milk in there. Even if it's three looking complete, even the Marein Kemara Yayin looks like wine, Loi Paslu, it's not possible. That's exactly that. But Akiva says, really, Avil Cholov, milk. And the different apriyech is also machmir by milk. In the case of if it's less than three lugin of water, but if you mix in a little bit of milk, so it's not full water. But what does it look like? It looks like water. It puzzles. Apriyech is machmir in the case of less than three lugin if it's milk, because now we treat it as if there are three lugin of water and puzzles the mikveh. Just a few more lines. Anyone write here? You're saying it's a certainty. Rapapa actually was not so sure what Apriyech Menuri is saying. The boy Rapapa has a question. Rav, when he said, Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Rav, three lugin and added wine, or Tani Chasa Kurtav Beresha. Is Rav saying because it's missing? It's missing. In other words, it does not have three lugin of wine. In other words, avoshloisha lugin latane kam apostle. Three lugin. The reason why, no, the way we learned, is the reason because it's less than three lugin. That's why it's kosher. Had there been three lugin of water, even though he mixed in wine, apostle, because all we care about is the shir. And but also Rabbi Yechiel Meimar says no. All we care about hakol helachamad luchumer lekula. We learned till now. The Rav then would hold like Rabbi Yechiel Menur, exactly what we said till now. That the Rav said we don't care about the shear. All we look at is how it appears. But there's another way of learning. Could be the Tana Kama. Actually, the Gis and the Bishna here is not chasakurte, but shloisha lugin. And you add a little bit of wine, and the Tana Kama holds. The Tana Kama holds, you need two things. The Tana Kama holds, you need shear and appearance. You need three lugin of water, and it should look like water. But if you have three lugin of water, you mix in a little bit of wine, it would be kosher. But if you have less than three lugin of by milk, you have less than three lugin, and you have milk, even though it looks like water, says the Tana Kama, I need two things. I need shear, and I need look. So therefore, like this, Tana Kama, when it comes to wine, I don't care if it's less than three lugin and you make up with wine. I don't care if it's more than three lugin and you have wine, since it's either lacking in the shear if it's less than three lugin, or it doesn't look like water if it's more than three lugin. In both cases, kosher. By milk, if it's less than three lugin, it is kosher because you have milk there. But if it's more than three lugin and you add milk, since you have three lugin of water and it looks like water, it'll be possible. So Tana Kama only need two things. And the Rabbi Yechiel Nuri holds, all you need is look. And that's what the Tana Kama is saying. But Rabbi Yechiel Nuri, keep legal, safe with the Paul Rabbi Yechiel Nuri, only argues the case of milk. By wine, everyone agrees. And Rav, the Amma, Diva Hakka, and Rav, Diva holds, when Rav says that if it's less than three lugin, and you add, and Rav says that if you have three lugin of water and you added some wine, it looks like wine. Everyone would hold according to that. That is kosher. Because it looks like wine, not water. Says his mother, Rapapa, the boy, the rabbi, pshitale. Rapapa didn't know, and rabbi knew for sure. Amale, Rabbi Yosef, leishmili hashmaita. You know, I never heard this b'risa before. Back to the face of Yosef. I never heard this before. Amale, Abaye, what have you ever heard it? At Abadella, you're the one who told us in the shir. The Hochi Amrit Nelon. And you told us, the Rav, leitoni chasa kaita b'risa. You yourself did not learn like Rava. You yourself told us that Rav did not learn Chosek Karta B'reisha. You yourself told us that Rav holds like that the Tanam Kam holds, you need two, Shiurin and Mare. But Rabbi Yechon HaSeifa Paul, Rabbi Yechon HaGin HaSeifa. And Rav the Amak Yivi Hakol. That's how you learned. And but Rabbi Yehuda learned differently. Let's just do the Rashi on this side of Rabbi Yosef. Rashi says here, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Loi Shmili Hashmait, I never heard this. This whole discussion, not this Brisa, this whole discussion about Rav, I never heard. Talmidei she Rav Yehuda ani, I'm a student of Yehuda. But Loi Shemaiti Mepiv Shmu Azud, Amar Leh, I never heard this say this before. B'shmei Gimel Lugin Mayim Shanof L'Toychen. Amar Leh Bayi, Rabbi Yosef Chol, Rabbi Yosef Sik, V'shachach Talmudei, and he forgot what he learned. You should remind him all the time what you taught us. The Art Amrit Nelon, you told us, Kishashanis Mishnah Zu, when we learned this Mishnah, Amrit Nelon, you told us, Allah, he memory of you, you told me the Barav, Upirash the Lon of the Rav. You learned, not like the way we're learning, where Rav learns, but you learned the Rav, Lo Havi Tony Chosek Karta Bereisha. The Rav's understanding of the Mishnah here is don't learn Chosek Karta. It means, according to the Kama, you need two things. You need shear and you need look. Three lugin of water and milk, that's when it's possible. But if it's three lugin of water and wine, it's kosher. The Amal Milsi do hakot everybody.